Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you put a few bangers on the back. Right, you join me on my birthday, whoop whoop whoop, and I've come down the noisy lake on my own after work in hope that the carp gods will give me a 30 pound plus carp today, but only time will tell. I've got two swims down here that I want to jump in. Well, only one of them I really want to jump in. So we've got the Honey Hole 1, which you guys know a lot about. And we've obviously got now the Honey Hole 2. And it's the Honey Hole 2 that I want to go in. I kind of feel that's going to do more carp for me. Even though it was Honey Hole 1 that did me the 30 pound plus carp a few months ago. But we're here now, we're driving around. You're with me, you're joining me right now, so let's find out if I'm going to get the Honey Hole 2, and if not, the Honey Hole 1, and if not, where I'm going to go. Right, so it looks like I'm going to get the Honey Hole 2, which is absolutely perfect. I've just got to turn the vehicle around, because that's the other thing. So let's get this vehicle down here, let's turn her around. Come back and see what we can do. Right, so let's end this segment here because I'm just chatting rubbish now. Let's end this segment here and I'll talk to you guys in a second and let you know what I'm doing. Right, car is in position. Sorry, clear the throat. We've got the Honey Hole 2. I am really excited. Let's get out the car. Let's take you with me. Let's go and have a look, see what it looks like, because I know I always harp on about that you should be walking around the lake first, but I just know that this is going to do a fish, especially on my birthday. The carp god's got to be with me. Oh, nice. I'm in it now. Look, the wind is blowing down into this corner again. Gotta love the corners of the lake. So if you guys don't know, if you're new to this podcast, the Honey Hole 2 is in the corner of the lake, literally in the corner of the lake. I've got a tree that's in the water in front of me with an island with loads of bull rushes around it. There's an island in the middle which you can't get to because it's just full of bull rushes, but the carp blatantly live in there without a shadow of a doubt. This swim does get fished, but whether they're fishing on my spot, I don't know. So let's get the rods out and I'll tell you guys what I'm doing and how I'm going to catch them. Fingers crossed the carp gods will bless me with a nice big carp on my birthday. Please, carp gods. Right, I'm not in an immediate rush to get the rods out, even though I do tend to get a fish quite quick sometimes here. But the carp on this lake definitely seem to switch on as the light's starting to fade. So I'm so excited. Come on. Right, I just listened to that segment back. I kind of like felt like I cut it really short. It's just that I'm really excited. I just have to get the rods out. Basically what I was trying to say is that the carps tend to switch on more so as the light's going down on this lake. And my reason is, and I've talked about it before on this lake, is that you're not allowed to night fish it. And I've got to be off this lake at the moment. Every month's different, but this month I have to be off the lake at 10 o'clock. So we do get a little bit of dark then, which is nice. It was really frustrating a few months back when it was like still light at 10. And you were starting to get bites. Light, and it's like, oh my god, I know I can catch more fish. So thankfully tonight, or today, this evening, we've got the better side of it, which is good. So anyway, two rod lake, this one. I've got my left hand side rod under the tree on the spot, absolutely perfect. Once again, the good old Nash Bushwhacker, using that in my fishing so much these days, and it really is producing a lot of carp for me. Solely I put it down to just the bait and the presentation you can get on the spot. Like, you know, you can get loads of crushed boilie out just on the spot, you know, without using a spot. Yes, spots do work, but on some lakes spots spook carp, on some lakes spots attract the carp. I don't really know on this lake because I don't really spot much on this lake, but what I do know is the Bushwhacker works. So in a hole under the tree, on that, smashing at the moment. I am smashing the noodles, the noodle rig. Absolutely awesome. I made a slight change to it this year. I'm actually using size 4 wide gape quarter hooks. I felt like I was losing a few of the carp on the just a normal looking like hook. So I thought if I change to a wider gape and see what happens. And since I changed to the wider gape, I've definitely hooked more fish without a shadow of a doubt. I really have. So we moved over to them on that, as I said, on the noodle rig, good old noodle rig. Using the, oh my God, this is another thing that I don't know if I talked about too much on a podcast. I really don't know. This year's gone a bit blurry for me. But I've moved over from using lead core. I've moved on to the Corda Dark Matter, the clear one. Oh my God, you can put it on anything and it just disappears. And it really is good. I absolutely love it. I've just been using that so much. And I've been using you can get like really short links, truly like short sections of that or long sections. When I first started using it, I was using the long sections. And then I decided to shorten it down to the shorter sections, which was doing really well. And then I kind of realised when I'm snag fishing, I need to go to the longer sections because even I'm fishing on my rods, literally I am on my rods and I'm fishing quite tight as well. I'm losing some of the fish because they're going into the snags and I'm just not quick enough. They're quick, too quick for me. And I've lost a few that way from like basically snapping up. And I pull it down to snapping up on the mono because there's no section left at all. There's none of the dark matters left. So I've been using, I've moved over to the longer sections of that for the better presentation. Obviously, hopefully that should hold up if the fish goes into a snag. So what bait am I using? Well, I have been trying out, as you know, I've been using DNA's SLK. But this year I've been mixing it with the bug. So I've been mixing DNA, SLK and DNA, the bug, together. And I've been putting that in my crush mix in my bushwhacker. And I've mainly been using the bug on my hook as my hook bait. Because I really wanted to give it a fair go. Yes, the SLK was put so many carp on the bank for me. It really did. So it was quite difficult to like really give the bug a go on the hook. But... For me, and the lakes that I've been fishing, it's been light for light. They've been just as good as each other. So I wouldn't have any quibbles about putting an SLK on over the bug. But I have just been putting the bug on, and to be doing something special to them as well. Like a lot of people obviously do as well. But I think this adds to the extraness of it. I've been using the bug liquid on top of it. Not too much, but just I just feel like it's just enough just to soak in there, let a bit more attracting out. And the last couple of months, me and Alex have both jumped on the bug meal, and I tell you what, putting the bug meal on your boilie with the liquid just gives it a coating. It gives it a coating of that bug of the bag stuff, and I feel like since I've been using it, I've put more carp on the bank. It sounds crazy, but I really do feel that. And yeah, so that's what I've been doing. So fishing that on the noodle. Oh, another thing that I've kind of moved over to is I am fishing like pop-ups on a lot of places, but the noodle you tend to fish like a bottom bait on that. But what I have been doing, which I have never really done in my fishing before, I've been using the wafter on the noodle because I've wanted to pull the buoyancy back. I wanted the buoyancy. That's what I like about the pop-ups. You've got the buoyancy level on it. So, you know, if a carp picks up that your rig, you know, that bait suck into the back of its mouth, and it's, you know, you're hooking it. And I felt like fishing bottom baits, not saying they don't catch fish, because obviously caught loads of carp in it, loads of carp in bottom baits, but I felt like the wafter would give me that confidence back again, that we've got a little bit more buoyancy there as well. Which is why when I go back to say, well, should I try not to put too much liquid on my boilies, is because if you put too much liquid on your pop-ups or your wafters, you're adding more weight to it, and it does, the buoyancy does go. So I was trying not to take that away, so I'm trying not to over... I put too much liquid on them, basically. So yeah, moved over to the wafter, and I've been using 18mm wafters as well. They've been doing the job as well. So basically, that's out under the hole there, honey hole 2, and the right hand side rod, literally fishing it fairly. I mean, what, let's look at it now. It's probably about half a rod length off it, but on the edge of the tree there. It's a tight swim, so when I get a fish, I have to get on the rod quick, I have to play it hard, I have to make sure it doesn't go in the snag, and then I have to watch out that I don't hook up on the other line. And as you guys know, if you've listened back to my other podcasts, can't remember if I've said this or not, because I said it's a bit blurry this year. In the Honey Hole 1, it got so prolific for me catching carp out. I was only fishing one rod, because I was catching so many carp. And I was also finding that when I was trying to play the fish in the small area that I was playing them in, I was having issues with my other rod, and fishing on your own, it's no good. And I lost a couple of carp that way, and it just wasn't fair. And the other rod wasn't really producing. But the problem in this swim is that both rods seem to produce in the swim. So it kind of put me in a bit of predicament that I kind of want to put both rods out. I was here last week, in fact, and the left-hand side rod, which has been the more predominant rod, last week the right-hand rod was the more predominant one. So I kind of want to get both rods out. So yeah, both rods are out. I'm absolutely buzzing. The time now is 5 to 7. Got a couple of hours, or 2.5 hours, whatever it may be, 10 o'clock. Can't do the math there, that's really bad. But yeah, we've got a few hours to try and put a birthday carp on the bank. And I really hope the carp was blessed me with a 30 pounder, 30 plus carp. It would be nice. I had a 27 the other week, but it would be nice if I could get a nice big one out today. So fingers crossed. I've got no cameraman today as well, which is not good. But never mind, let's see what happens. Well, it's 7:30, and I'm pleased to say that I've put my first carp back. A nice little mirror, probably only went about 6 pounds. And the words of Star Wars, that's not the carp I was looking for. But hey ho, at least it's a birthday carp. I am buzzing about it. It's better than blanking, and we've still got plenty of time left. And I still feel confident that we're going to get another one, and hopefully we will get one of the bigger ones out. But anyway, rod's back out. That came from the left-hand side rod. So let's see what we can do. Well, the left-hand side rod has literally only been out for about 5 minutes, and it's just ripped off again. This time we've been blessed with a nice common. Probably went about 12 pound. So they're getting bigger. They're getting bigger. I'm super chuffed. We're 2 carp in. We've done a mirror. We've done a common. Now for the big one. Well, it's 21 minutes past 8. And I've just put another one back. Left-hand to right. Can't talk. It's 21 minutes past 8, and I've just put another carp back. Just put back a common, another common. I didn't weigh him, but I'm guesstimating he probably was about 20 pounds, 19, 20 pounds. So they're getting bigger. They're getting bigger. So I need to do another 10. Let's make it 11. Let's make it 11. Needs to do another 11 more pounds to hit the birthday target today. So just keep my fingers crossed that they're just going to get bigger, and the carp gods are just blessing me this way. So thank you, carp god, so far. I'm having fun. But can I have a bigger one, please? Right, the right-hand side rod's just done me a nice common as well. To be fair, it was probably about 19-20 pound again. It felt heavier than the other one, but looked smaller, if that makes sense. But all the same, that's the 4th carp out. That's the second nice-ish one, so we're happy with that. The light is definitely starting to drop now, so we can only but hope the bigger ones are going to start moving in soon. But I'll tell you one thing, they're loving my bait. They're actually loving my bait. So come on, the big carp. 8:59. Just put another carp back, left-hand side rod. Another common, probably about 16 pound, maybe 15, 16 pound. The weight's dropped down. Need them to go back up again. But oh, they're loving my bait. They're really moved on to my bait now. Absolutely loving it. And I told you as well, when the light starts dropping, you start picking up more bites in this water. So, yeah, I'm buzzing. Right, it's 9:30. I've decided to call it a sesh. The plan is to probably come back this week, and I will continue this podcast. But you will know before me, because the next part will start after this segment. And I won't know until I next come this week. I figured I may as well try and like roll it into one and see what more we can make of this podcast. The plan will obviously be to get back in this swim again. Failing that, we'll hopefully get into Honey Hole 1. But let's find out. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 3 days later, and I'm back here on the Noisy Lake, in hope to get in the same swim again, the good old Honey Hole 2. So literally I'm just driving around now, and we're nearly there in the visual angle. If you just turn this corner around the lake, I can't see anyone on it. This bank is completely clear. I can't see a car down here unless someone's parked up somewhere else and they're sitting in the swim.
We're looking golden. We are looking golden here. I am buzzing for this. Oh, I can see someone on the other side of the lake. Oh, three swims away, two swims away. Is anyone in the swim? Oh no, there's not. Yes. Right, let's get this turned round. Let's get the rods out and I shall pick this up from there. Fingers crossed, we're gonna get a 30.
Right, when I got out the car in the swim, I could see that someone had been here already at some point from like since I've last been here, because the swim's been made a little bit wider, which is annoying to a degree. But then I could see loads of like maggots and stuff on the floor in the swim itself, so clearly someone's been doing a bit of match fishing here, which is fine, not a problem at all. And then I look out and I see loads of fizzing like mid-water out, like three quarters of the way out. So yeah, someone's definitely been they've been putting bait out there and it's all fizzing up, thinking, okay, well, at least the fish are in the swim. So I get my first rod out in the hole, in the tree, which is absolutely perfect. Lovely drop, can't complain. Start putting the second rod out and the first rod rips out. Play it, it's coming really easy. I think, you know, if anything, it's just a small carp. And it ended up being a small tench, probably about four or five pounds. So, no, I wouldn't say 5 pounds, actually. I'd say about 4 pounds. So I ended up getting a 4 pound tench. Not going to lie to you, definitely happy with that. I don't mind catching a tench, you know, here and there. I do like tench. I think they're a nice, pretty fish, especially the bigger ones. I love the fight they give as well. So, even though this one didn't give a good fight, but they normally give a really good fight, but this one didn't. But hey ho, I'm not disappointed with that, and it's not a blank so far. Definitely like to catch a tench or two. So finally got the second rod out after that, then got the first rod out again, so they've got both rods out now. So there's a little quick update, really quick and brief. We're 1-0 up. Right, when I got out the car in the swim, I could see that someone had been here already at some point from like since I've last been here, because the swim's been made a little bit wider, which is annoying to a degree. But then I could see loads of like maggots and stuff on the floor in the swim itself, so clearly someone's been doing a bit of match fishing here, which is fine, not a problem at all. And then I look out and I see loads of fizzing like mid-water out, like three quarters of the way out. So someone's definitely been they've been putting bait out there and it's all fizzing up, thinking, okay, well, at least the fish are in the swim. So I get my first rod out in the hole, in the tree, which is absolutely perfect, lovely drop, can't complain. Start putting the second rod out and the first rod rips out. Play it, it's coming really easy. I think, you know, if anything, it's just a small carp. And it ended up being a small tench, probably about four or five pounds. So no, I wouldn't say 5 pounds, actually. I'd say about 4 pounds. So I ended up getting a 4 pound tench. Not gonna lie to you, definitely happy with that. I don't mind catching a tench, you know, here and there. I do like tench. I think they're a nice, pretty fish, especially the bigger ones. I love the fight they give as well. So even though this one didn't give a good fight, but they normally give a really good fight, but this one didn't. But hey ho, I'm not disappointed with that, and it's not a blank so far. Definitely like to catch a tench or two. So finally got the second rod out after that, then got the first rod out again, so they've got both rods out now. So there's a little quick update, really quick and brief. We're 1-0 up. Well, I was just about to record a segment to say it's really quiet and I'm really surprised with the amount of movement that I've seen out there and the fizzing, and just as I was about to press record, my left rod started going beep 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 beep. That was it. But that basically ruined that segment, because that means it's not quiet. So that's given me a bit more confidence. So I'm starting to think, maybe they've moved out. But I just don't think they would have done. And I was right. So there is still fish in there. Hopefully not more tench, even though I do like tench. But we are chasing another 30 from this lake. And I'm sure it's coming. Oh my word, I just had another tench on the left-hand side rod. Maybe that person that was fishing in before has put a lot of ground bait in and it's pushed the carp out. I don't know. Oh dear. Come on, carp, where are you? Push him out of the way. Not gonna lie, I'm really gutted. I definitely just lost a carp on the right hand side rod. It has been so quiet tonight. It's, what is it? It's 10 to 9 now. My right rod just ripped off and it went right behind the back of the snags. I'm on my rods, but I just wasn't, and I'm fishing fairly locked up, and I was just not quick enough. It just got round and it got on a snag, and it was just, I was holding it there and it just came off. I didn't snap up, which is really good. So the fish has swam off with like no rigs in it or anything like that, and that's the truth. So I'm really happy with that, but I lost it and it was definitely a carp, but I'm so annoyed with myself. I really am. I don't know what I could have done. As I said, I was on my rods. I was fishing locked up to a degree, like when I say locked up, it could take line if it really pulled, but it didn't actually take line, but it just had enough just to get round the snag and get round the back. I guess when I pick, I don't know. I'm really frustrated. It's like two tension, no carp, and I'm running out of time. I'm probably going to leave about 9:30 because I've got something I need to do. I shouldn't be disheartened because it only takes one bite and we've got time. So we've got time. I'm wondering, is it because that the person that was must have been here, they were here today, because I keep seeing like maggots actually moving around there. So they were here today putting bait out. So I'm wondering if that's just pulled like all these like tension bream, maybe. I think there's bream in here. I never had one. And somehow it's pushed the carp out. Maybe. I don't know, but gutted. But we still, as I said, repeating myself, only takes one more bite. Right, we are drawing to the end of this session, literally only about 10 minutes left. And just to go over the last two trips here, wow, what a polar opposite. We come here on Monday, my birthday, we get 5 carp out. We come here today and it's been really quiet, 2 tench, lost a carp. Complete opposite. Why is it not being as good today as it has been every other session down here? I don't really know. Is it because I'm assuming not a lot of bait's gone in from a noddy? I don't know. It could be that. I have no idea. Have they lost carp? Have they lost fish in the swim and pushed the fish out? Quite possibly. It could well be that. Is it because it's a lot warmer? It's like 25 degrees. Monday was like about 21 degrees. That could make the difference. I don't know. It's an interesting one. I don't think I know. We've got a beep. Right, Rogers then. This could be our last chance. Hold on. There's fish still moving around. There's always that chance still. All right. I'm going to leave it here, and the next segment will be either me with a fish on the bank or the end of the podcast. I know which one I want. Well, I'm absolutely buzzing. Literally, about 9:30, my right-hand side rod just ripped off. I grabbed it straight away. Obviously a carp. By now you can tell because I'm excited. It ran straight into the snag, straight away. I literally just held on to it, and it was just me or him, me or him, me or him, me or him. And literally, I was just holding, and actually, I pulled him out, and he came out, got into open water, and straight away, darted to the right-hand side of me, and tried to, like, pull himself round the, like, I've got a tree that sticks out to the right-hand side, and literally tried to pull round there and get into them snags there. And I was just holding him, going, come on. It was just me or him, the whole way. And eventually he gave up, and I got him into open water, and then he started like really swimming around, then really trying to put his head down and really trying to pull forward. And at that point I'm thinking, oh my God, this fish is really giving me a cracking fight here. This could be the one. So I'm like, I'm really excited at the same time. Come on, please come in. Don't hook pull. And eventually I've got him in front of me, and he's just darting around, trying to like get into the snags to the right of me, trying to like get round my left hand side rod that's out and that. And eventually I managed just to scoop this carp up, picked up the net and had a look and gone, oh, he's not as big as I thought he was, but he was fighting like a brute. So anyway, I got him on the mat, didn't weigh him because I didn't think he wasn't worthy of a weigh for me. That sounds big-headed, but only because of this water. I'm going to guesstimate about 18, 19 pounds. I'd love to have said he was 20, but I don't think he was. 18, 19 pounds, but all the same, I am absolutely buzzing from it, absolutely buzzing. What a two trips I've had, like, as I just said in the last segment, I think it was, like, from the first one having 5 carp out and this one having 2 tench. I don't think I've ever caught a tench in this lake before, but then to go and get 2 and then, like, to be really quiet the whole evening, then to get a carp out, absolutely buzzing. Anyway, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It's great to be back talking crap, as I do, dribbling on about dribble. It's good to be back. Sorry, I've been an idiot. It's good to be back because I'm excited. It's good to be back, and I shall be back in my next session soon. Might be down here. I don't know. You're going to have to wait and find out. Anyway, guys, if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, tight lines, put a few big ones on the bank, and see you in the next one. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.